We have a pair of exchange students here in the Medford area senior high school from Thailand. They are my guests. We're going to begin with Wu Hao. In your home country, are you from a rural area, the country, or from a city?
I'm from a province called Chiang Rai, and I live in the cities. So it's not the biggest city in the country, but still, it's a bit bigger than Medford, obviously.
Much bigger than Medford?
About 100,000 people.
Okay. So yeah, pretty much bigger than Medford. So how do you like being in a smaller city?
Actually, this is my first time living in a small city, in their small communities. And it's really fun, because it's funny how everyone seems to know everyone. Everyone are friends with another people. And the community spirit here is really strong, and I like it a lot.
Thailand is tropical climate. Yes.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Did you experience snow here in Wisconsin? Because we're pretty far
yes,
north.
Yes, I do experience snow here. Not there. It's a bit the older one. I think it's the last snow for this year winters, but still, it's pretty fun. It's cool to see, you know, a lot of snow laying around the school and waited to melt.
Wisconsin food. I always ask how it compares to Thai food. Have you had cheese curds?
Yes, I did.
Like it?
Yes, I do. It smells really good.
What about, because we're just getting into this grilling out, this tailgating thing. Do you do anything like that in Thailand? A tailgate party or a grill out? Cook the food outside on hot coals?
Some people do that. Yeah, we actually do that. A lot of people love it. We call it mu gata. So it's some like grilling pork on a pan under a charcoal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have you had bratwurst?
What is it?
Bratwurst. Oh, it's wonderful. You have to have bratwurst. It's a sausage. You eat it on a bun with usually sauerkraut or, oh no, you'll like it. You ask about next time you go brats because the brat fries are coming up. You ask about brats. How is the school that you're from in Thailand? How's it different or the same than Medford?
It's a lot different from the Medford High School. I think here students have more freedom to choose what they want to study.
Mm-hmm.
They could dress the way they want because in Thailand people need to wear students need to wear school uniform and they need to cut their hair short and girls need to have ponytails, for example. So I think that here students have more freedom to learn what they want to learn because they could choose the subject we can in Thailand. And they could dress the way they want, so they could have their own personality with their clothing and with hairstyle. And I think students here are more independent in Thailand, and they are more a bit grow up than in Thailand.
Do you have a favorite class? Do you have something you really like
government.
To study?
My favorite class is government. Government, yeah.
Wonderful. You talked about the structure. Is it now more difficult to study or less difficult? Because you do more freedom, more. You like that better?
I like here better because you could choose your subject you want to study. And it's, I think in Thailand, things are a bit more difficult because they want us to learn quite a lot in a short period of time. But here, you guys have more time with one subject, so you could go a bit deeper. For example, history. I'm learned doing history class here in Medford High School, and I found that here you guys go really deep on one topic. So the student could really know and understand what happened in that period of time.
How about your family, mom and dad? What do they do for a living?
My dad is an artist, and my mother have her own business. She sells fertilizers for a plant.
And your brothers and sisters?
I have no sibling.
Okay, so you're only child?
I'm an only child.
How long are you in the United States?
Just 3 weeks.
That's all?
Yeah, that's all. That's really short. I mean, it's already been 2 weeks since I'm here, and I start to get to know everyone. I start understand how things going, and I want to stay a bit longer.
What about future plans? What do you plan to do when you're through with your education?
Actually, now I'm going to start my senior year in Thailand. And then after, I want to go to college, to universities. I'm planning about doing economics or maybe international relationship. So I'm still choosing which one would be better.
What makes you want to go into either of those fields? What makes you want to do that?
I think it's from what I experienced when I was younger. My mom do business, so I think that's influenced me a lot. And when I was a bit older, I started to watch news to go abroad. And that's make me want to learn about international relationship. I mean, how countries react to each other. It's pretty interesting how they talk to each other, how they try to make peace. And
Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you here. Welcome.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy your stay.
Yeah.
Once again, Hu Hao.
Hu Hao.
Hu Hao is an exchange student from Thailand at the Medford Area Senior High School. Thanks so much for sharing and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you a lot.